98.1 KZE. It's the best day of the week. It's Wednesday. Wednesday is Friends Day, bringing you live local music from right here in the studio, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Please welcome back for, I want to say maybe his third appearance, from roughly New Paltz, New York, Ethan Klee.
I was banking on the end of the world, but it never did come. I believe that I would be the last person alive to ever see the sun. I can't accept my insignificance, so I take comfort in my ignorance. I'm taking the world down with me after I'm done. I'm the center of the universe and everything revolves around me. I was given dominion over everything that I can see. The fish in the sea, everything that creeps upon the land. All the fowl in the air are the subjects of man, and they were given to me by God. He handed it over with a wink and a nod. I was banking on the end of the world, but it never came to pass. Now I'm sitting on a mountain of gold with a luxury coffin lined with cash. I take the word evil as a compliment. I don't think about the consequence. I'm taking the world down with me after I'm done. I'm the center of the universe and everything revolves around me. I was given dominion over everything that you can see. The fish in the sea and everything that creeps upon the land. And the fowl in the air are the subjects of man, and they were given to me by God. He handed it over with a wink and a nod. I was banking on the end of the world, and even if it never goes down, I'm invested in the narrative. It's way too late for me to turn back now. The ever-increasing instability, it ain't my responsibility. I'm taking the world down with me after I'm done.
KZE, Ethan Klee, welcome back to the studio, my friend.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
That's brand new, that one? You just wrote that?
Oh, that was last night.
That was the one from last night.
That was from last night.
Yeah.
Fresh.
I can't relate to being able to sit down and just churn out a good song.
Oh, it doesn't happen terribly often.
No?
Anymore. It's a muscle, you know? I was doing it twice a week for 4 years, you know, from the time I was like 23 or 22 to the time I was like 26. That's that 4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I was writing a song, you know, once a week, twice a week for a long time because I was used to doing it. And I spent the last week writing one song, and then I, you know, was kind of geared up in that mode. You know, it felt somewhat more familiar to like be with my, you know, in my case, my phone and my little notes app. And, you know, everybody's process probably looks different, but it's usually mumbling at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a chord progression.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, the sounds of, you get a sense of how many syllables you want in a spot. You get a sense of how many, what kind of vibe you want in a spot. And then, you know, I spend a lot of time on, like, the rhyming dictionary. And I spend a lot of time looking up thesaurus words and trying to see how many syllables I can get in a spot.
Yeah, I guess that's roughly my process, too. I feel like I come up with a first line, and if I like the first line, then I'll take it from there. Or sometimes it's like I'll think of a chorus, and I'm like, okay, I like this chorus. Let me build some verses around this.
Yeah, I mean, I have like these brief 2 week love affairs with a song. You know, I really like them at first and I get really jazzed on it. And that's the thing that like helps me finish a song. And then, you know, the familiarity just is instantaneous contempt, you know, after I get it out of me.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. And I was going to ask, like, how many of these songs have you recorded? Not that many, right?
Not a ton. No, I mean, not a lot. I do actually have a song that I recorded and I had, you know, a full production. I had Dylan Rice play bass. I had Jeremy Boniello playing drums. I got the horn guys from What, Owen and Ryan, to play on it. So I was like, you know, I spent a little bit of money. I did a whole production.
Where's that? Why don't I have it?
You will have that when I am confirmed that it's like mixed well enough to be aired. It's probably okay, but I want to make sure it's not, you know,
I'm
something
sure
that
great.
I have to mail you again the next week and be like, hey, it's better now. It's much better. I just want to make sure it's like 90% there. But yeah. No, I don't go through that process all the time. A lot of time, it can be hard to kind of, you know, work up the motivation on your own. If you're in a band, I find it's much easier. You have to present something to the band.
I've never gotten through a recording session alone or with a band. So.
I've gotten through a lot, you know, but again, it's like really easy to lose enthusiasm quick and then not release it.
Yes.
Or whatever. And, or not have a reason to release it that maybe coincides with a show, coincides with a artwork release of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, you know, SoundCloud and Bandcamp are vast places, you know, big elephant graveyards of digital media, mm-hmm. where ideas kind of go to die.
I don't want to say die. They go to rest.
They go to rest.
to be archived. It's a library, not a graveyard.
Yeah, I'm so curious as to who's going to have to sift through all that stuff, you know, at some point.
Nobody. The world is going to end and the infrastructure is going to peer out eventually.
Yeah, I mean, at least according to all my songs.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, like, would you have any interest in compiling, like, a solo album at some point? Because the two songs that you've brought today are very thematically connected, and I feel like you've got other songs that are kind of in that wheelhouse. You could put out just, like a casual concept EP.
Yeah, no, it would be great to get all my End of the World songs out and then, you know, hopefully broach other topics and stop writing songs about the end of the world. That's what comes easy. That's the topic that comes easy for me.
Like, what's wrong with that? If that's what's inspiring and that's what sparks, you know, songs for you, then lean into that, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to give people the little whiff of, like, hope at the end when this is the subject matter. That's why I'm doing it, like, all these kind of jaunty... That's kind of why that for these songs, because I think it's at least a little bit of a juxtaposition between the morose quality of the lyrics.
It's an age-old tactic. Yeah, you got the perky instrumentation and then the sad, morose lyrics.
Yeah, and hopefully that's enough. But that last one was sort of from the perspective of, you know, somebody who's doing the bulk of the damage,
mm-hmm.
and sort of the origin story that we have... which gives us sort of dominion over the planet, over animals, over, you know, our environment, and sort of is banking on a sort of end times, mm-hmm. scenario that's, like, you know, at least informed to us in the Bible, and how, like, that philosophy informs the way we construct our society and why we're not, you know, terribly interested in
preservation,
you know, sustainable tactics for, mm-hmm. anything, because it's like, oh, we're not planning on that,
because the rapture's coming,
you know. That's kind of, you know, it's in the beginning stages of the philosophical development of our society, so, like, that's where that song is coming from, and this other one is coming from, you know, a different place.
Should we hear the other one?
Sure.
The good days are over and the future's canceled. There ain't nowhere left to go. Sign away the rights to your name and likeness. Tell everybody that you know to take all of your earthly money. Take all of your fancy things. Your barrels of milk and honey. Your cars and your diamond rings. Burn all of your clothes and cash. You know the world's gonna turn to ash and you won't have to worry anymore. The good days are over and the future's canceled. There ain't nowhere left to hide. We waited while the ice caps melted. We watched while the oceans fried. So take it all with a grain of salt. You did the deed, but it's not your fault. You only did what you had to do. Even though it's coming back around to bite you. Forgive me and forgive yourself. For your peace of mind and your mental health. You don't have to worry anymore. And the weight is on your mind. I can't wait for you to leave it all behind. You can't swim against the grain. And there ain't no use in trying if it's only driving you insane. Capital One and the earth is dying. There ain't nowhere left to go. Tell everyone the sky is falling. Tell everybody that you know to let go of the crushing weight. There's nothing you could do to change your fate. You're just a leaf in the cosmic wind. You're gonna blow away and bloom again. So little darling, never fear. Even though the hour's late and the end is near, you don't have to worry anymore. Yeah, the weight that's on your mind, I can't wait for you to leave it all behind. You can't swim against the grain, and there ain't no use in trying. There ain't no sense in denying. We have triple checked the numbers. We can back it up with science. The good days are over and the future's canceled. The good days are over and the future's canceled. The good days are over and the future's canceled. The good days are over and the future's canceled.
KZE. Ethan Klee is my guest on Friends Day. Yeah, I like it's a bummer, but it's something we all think about.
Yeah, I don't want to bum people out. you know, I think they're kind of funny. I like kind of leaving a little bit of room for humor.
Yeah, you've always got a little kind of a dark humor in your songs most of the time.
You know, I just think the words are funny. Like, you know, the ideas of we've been on the topic since at least 2015 about talking about, like, what were the good old days? What is that supposed to look like?
Right.
Who is that actually good for?
Exactly.
And you know, we have the word canceled just all up in our lexicon now, and these are just like words that didn't mean those things as strongly as they mean those things now. And I think those terms are funny, and they're attention grabbing. And even if I'm not really, you know, talking about those things very much, I think that, like, that's where our minds are at, and I like to use those sorts of vocabulary,
zeitgeisty words.
Yeah, those are fun. I think those kind of get to the heart of how people at least feel. Yeah. You know, at least we're talking about using those vocabulary words. And I don't necessarily endorse that position, you know, of like, hey, chill out, man, world's ending. Like, but like, don't worry, there's nothing you can do. Like, I don't know. I just wrote the song. It was just kind of from an emotional place.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's a place that we have all been in our minds. And it's kind of a comforting thought sometimes when you're thinking about all of the problems in the world and the very real possibility of, you know, humanity not being able to live on this planet all that much longer. And, you know, one of the only ways that you can kind of like put off the anxiety attack is to sort of get that, you know, just that vibe where
the sort of
comfort,
you know,
in
the nihilistic.
Yes,
sort
nihilism.
Of,
that's what the word I was trying to come up with. The nihilistic point of view.
Yeah, sort of resigned. But that's also like a super privileged perspective of like, oh yeah, no worries, man. Like, we're like, yeah, it's a bummer that the world's ending, but like,
well, because
from our perspective, we're very comfortable and we get to kind of like, you know, say, yeah, it's just nothing we can do. What a bummer, while we kind of stuff
right,
our face with double stuff Oreos. And
fighting,
like,
is hard. Fighting it is hard, and doing something about it is hard. And, you know, it's you're right. It's a selfish position to take comfort in, you know, the inevitability of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's something we have all. Yeah, that was my point. It's like we have all been in that place, you know, even for just a moment before you pull yourself out of it and you go, no, like, I'm going to actually try to make a difference and maybe keep this disaster from happening. But yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with writing a song from that viewpoint and possibly recording a song from that viewpoint.
No, and it's like a really funny Todd Snyder quote where he's like, you know, he gets a little preachy in his songs, and he was accused of being preachy in his songs. And he was saying in one of his rants, he's like, you know, I don't tell you these things because, you know, I think I'm smart, or because I think you need to know them, or because I'm right. I tell you these things because they rhyme. And
yeah, like,
that's pretty much it. At the end of the day, I got a song out of it. So I'll live with it.
Yeah. Count it. Ethan, where can we find out about your music? Where, if we want to go buy some?
You can check out my Bandcamp, ethanclemusic.bandcamp.com. I haven't uploaded there in a long time, but hopefully we will be uploading very soon to that once I master this next recording I've just done that I was just talking about, and hopefully I'll get on some more.
Yeah, that would be great. And any shows coming up, or just summer has
Summer has taken that over. I'm mixing everybody else's shows.
Yeah.
No shows for me coming up. Oh, no, I'm doing some Wine Down Wednesdays at City Winery.
Oh, cool.
In, you'll have to look on their website to figure out when, but I'll be doing that. Otherwise, keeping it casual.
Cool. Are those evening events?
Or like 5 to 7,
five to
I seven-ish. Think.
Yeah. Well, someday maybe you'll sneak out early.
Wine.
Yeah.
Have some rosé.
Oh, I would love that. Ethan Klee from Roughly New Paltz. I don't know why I insist on telling people where people are from, but it's a local music segment.
Kerhonkson will be cool in the next 8 years.
Yeah, it's already getting there.
It's getting there.
It's the Kerhamptons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for stopping by today.
No problem.
Sharing some new songs. We got your community bulletin board on 98.1 KZE and Carol Fran up next.